So, Earl's career really started taking off in 1945. He was playing with a guy named Lost John Miller out of Knoxville, Tennessee. And Lost John Miller was going to get off the road, and Earl was going to maybe go back to working in a factory in Shelby, North Carolina. He kind of had enough of the music business. But one of Bill Monroe's fiddlers ran into Earl and said, "You should audition for Bill Monroe and see what you can do." And so Earl decided that he would do that. So Lost John was heading back to Knoxville from somewhere down south with Earl, and they were both going to stop by. Earl would audition for Bill Monroe, and then they would both go on to Knoxville, Tennessee. So they get to the Tulane Hotel in Nashville, and they're waiting for Bill Monroe. Monroe's an hour and a half late. And Lost John says, "Look, Earl, I got to get back to Knoxville. You'll have to take the bus back." So Earl says, "Okay." Meanwhile, Earl has a really bad case of the flu. He's really hurting. And an hour and a half after that, 3 hours late, Bill Monroe shows up. Earl, with a bad case of the flu, auditions and plays Sally Gooden and Dear Old Dixie, gets the job, and just wants to head to the bus station. "Let me just get on the bus, get back to Knoxville." Monroe says, "Oh, look, I'd like you to play with the rest of our band and see how you fit in with the band." And Earl said, "Oh, okay, I guess I'll do that." So he auditions for another two hours or so with the band, and sounds great, of course. And it's just about 11 o'clock at night, and Earl says, look, Bill, I gotta take the bus back to Knoxville." And Monroe says, "That'll be fine. I'll pay you bus fare. You tell me how much it costs." So Earl gets on the bus, just feeling even worse, gets on the bus. There were no seats. And from 11 o'clock at night till 7 o'clock in the morning, he just stands there, just spending a little time just sitting on the floor of the bus. Gets to Knoxville, and Monroe never sent him the $7 for the bus fare. Having said that, he did, a week later, go back to Nashville and join Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, which made bluegrass history and gave us the paradigm for all bluegrass bands to come thereafter. So we're going to do one of the tunes. In fact, the very first tune that Earl recorded with Bill Monroe. It's called Heavy Traffic Ahead.